You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Well, hey family, how is it going? Feel like it's been a long time since we've talked to you last, but that's because it kind of has been. But we've been missing you, and we've been really, 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 really busy working for some awesome things pertaining to HLM and some other things that are going on. Well, this is our Marriage Matters podcast, and we are super excited to talk to you about a subject that my wife just came up with that was really awesome. And I think about the book from Steve Harvey that's titled it, but the topic is jump. Instead of me starting with it, how about you just go ahead and share with us what's on your heart and your mind and how the Lord revealed this. I'm trying to get deep. How the Lord revealed this to you and how you wanted to jump. And hopefully it wasn't jump out the marriage and more so that you're going in the angle that's going to encourage the couples and those who want to be married on how to do what?
Jump. Basically, I knew you were going to do that too. I like for you to start, and then I can kind of jump in, but it's okay. Jumping, to me, means just going for what you've dreamed about, what your heart's been desiring, and it's jumping because it takes a leap of faith. It takes kind of not really knowing what's out there, but knowing that in order to get there, you have to take a chance. You have to take a risk. And our lives the last couple of years has been nothing but jumping. Mm. And so in marriage, it really calls for partnership and teamwork and trusting the God in your spouse. And when one partner might feel like the Lord is leading the marriage in a direction, it's for, you know, the two of us to come together and pray and talk and make those decisions, come to an agreement. We talk about that a lot. So just taking those risks and being willing to put yourself out there and go for what you've been desiring, because I believe that the dreams and the visions that we have, God's hand is in that, and that he's trying to show us where he wants to take us. And a lot of times I'm afraid that we get in our own way because of fear, doubt, worry, all of those things, or maybe one spouse fighting against the other pertaining to moving forward. So I just think, you know, when you come to that point of life and things are kind of flatlined or just kind of going through the flow, it might be time to look and see, you know, what do we really want to do? What did God really purpose us to do? And go for it, because if he gave you the plan, he gave you the vision, I believe that he's going to see you through it and give you what you need.
Yeah, that's good. I always say that teamwork makes the dream work, and it really is a team effort pertaining to you as a married couple or an engaged couple or even desiring to be married. It's crucial for us to understand that. And so, you know, we're blessed in a couple areas where the Lord has revealed to us, you know, multiple things that we're going on. We don't just have one thing going on. We never just have one thing going on. But outside of HLM, you know, we have some businesses that we believe the Lord has led us to start. And some of those areas, it's just good to know that, you know, sometimes I'm CEO and sometimes you're CEO in some of those areas. But even when you're leading in different areas, my role to help support the vision or whatever it is that God's given you pertaining to as you're designing things, as you're leading, as you're making things, so forth and so on, you know, what is my role in that area? But it is crucial for us to, you know, be in prayer about that, so we do come into an agreement, like you're saying. And so, you know, and then when it switches, when I'm in CEO mode and so forth and so on, you know, in business realm and area, even in ministry, you know, it's just good to identify and be able to go ahead and, you know, what's the book? I was thinking about the McCoys, but it was in one of the books when leaders live together. And they're just talking about how one is advanced or when one is leading, the other one kind of just sits back and just supports. And so it's being able to understand those roles and realizing that, you know, even in marriage, there's headship, which is I'm the head because God called me to be, you know, a man. It's something we can change. But when it comes to leadership aspect, it's powerful because we're both great leaders. And, you know, I love the aspect. I always say that, you know, I think that you are a better leader than I am. And so in those areas, we complement each other. We're not competing. So those areas where you lead and you are great, and I'm excited to see you released and you to move forward and you to flow. And so I just want to encourage you as a couple or a listener and just let you know that, you know, first off, invite Holy Spirit in and be fully aware that even in your servant leadership and working together and even jumping, be very clear and share those thoughts and ideas with your spouse. First, you know, talk to them, pray with them. You're together. So as you're moving forward, you can come into an agreement. And when two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. And we found in our own marriage that as we come together in full agreement, that God does it like every time. And so, you know, and don't be afraid, you know, yes, you know, there's times I have millions of ideas. I mean, for us to get to the streams of income that we're at now, you know, it probably was like 60 other ideas that you were not in agreement in. And so, you know, I'm always coming up with an idea on how to do something, how to better something, how to, you know, move forward. But I recognize that Holy Spirit speaks through you and also speaks through me. And so when we're not in agreement, that's the opportunity for us to stand still. It doesn't necessarily mean no or not yet. Maybe the Lord hasn't revealed it, but it's us for us to stand still until we get that peace and that understanding, and then we're able to move forward.
Yeah.
And so we want to encourage you in that as well. So talk, pray, seek God, move together, get a strategic plan from heaven, write some things out. Habakkuk says to write the vision. So write that vision out and just stay in joy as well. You know, as you're moving forward, don't turn things into arguments. Just realize that your marriage is the most important thing. So as you are healthy in that area, God can bless that, because Jimmy Evans says how strong marriages make strong leaders. And so think how the enemy will want to, you know, divide you or discourage you from your call or your path or your character development or your pruning process. All those things that the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy from you, have you and your spouse competing. You know, your career could be thriving and you're like, I have no place. You know, I'm just a home mom, or I'm just a dad that does, you know, makes this. Let me tell y'all, Lanisha has made more money than me most of our years in the marriage. And, you know, I'm excited about it now, you know. And so it's just unique that as we grow together, it's not her money or my money, it's our money. And so when she came home, you know, full time, it was a different strain. And I was kind of like, man, I missed all that money that she had. But I've learned that as we've come together, the Lord has done some mighty things, and we haven't skipped a beat. It hasn't always been easy, but there has been agreement. So we encourage you, jump, jump, jump. But don't jump until you come into an agreement, till you hear from God, till you pray, till you just bounce your ideas off of some other, you know, godly fearing, you know, couples or individuals that are mature in the area that you want to go into. The scripture says a multitude of counselors bring safety or success. And so as we move forward, make sure you're in agreement and that you have the right teammate or team around you. And then you're able to move forward and jump in an area where it's going to be scary.
Yeah,
it's scary. But that's where faith kicks in. And that's the power of you having the Holy Spirit inside of you to do some amazing things. Beautiful, what are you hearing from Holy Spirit? And how can we encourage these couples a little more?
I just think about, you know, that kid who's just learning how to swim and how the instructor encourages them to jump into the deep end. And it's scary because, you know, the first thing you think is, oh, I could drown, or I don't know if I might get tired out there, or whatever it might be. But you jump and you get out there and you realize all the skills that I've been taught over in the shallow end are here now to help me in this deeper end. It might be a little bit harder. It might take me a little bit longer to fully get it, but I'm out here and I'm doing it and I'm surviving. And I believe that that's what God wants to do for our listeners. There are some people he's been building you up and preparing you for some awesome things.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be scary. No doubt. We don't want to think that it was easy for us to jump. We talked about it for years and years and years before we actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we did, we realized, hey, it's not easy, but it's really not that bad either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God is really blessing. And it really gives you the opportunity to see God doing what he does best in your life. A lot of times when we're in control, we don't really give God the opportunity to be God. Mm-hmm. And so when you jump and you take that risk and you don't know where the next paycheck's going to come from, mm-hmm. but eventually something comes, you know God had to do that because we didn't do it. And so it just gives you that opportunity. So husbands, wives, fiancés, whatever, wherever status you might be in right now, I encourage you, trust the God in your mate, trust the God in yourself, and know that he's leading you, and go ahead and make that leap.
That's right. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for just being awesome. So we speak life into your marriage, your future marriage. We speak life into your day. We want you to have joy and just to dream again. Maybe you've been at a discouraged place where you feel like, you know, you'll never achieve. Well, let me tell you, from story after story, from our personal stories to family members, this is a harvest time. This is a harvest season. And it just seems as though that, you know, that this is the time when it's time for you to move forward and just to really take that leap, that jump. And so, you know, don't be, you know, in fear. It's okay to be nervous, but be in faith and move forward. We expect great things. As a matter of fact, we would love to hear from you. So, you know, go to our website and, you know, or check out, you know, some of our Facebook stuff, Instagram, whatever, and just let us know how we can pray for you. Or maybe let us know how you took that jump. Or, you know, email us so we can be praying for you as you are making that jump. We have some events we have that are coming up as far as some Supercharged Saturdays for the couples. We have a Right Fit seminar for singles that is coming up. We have a marriage conference in February, and we got some other things going on. So just tune in, just stay abreast as to what's going on, and just stay encouraged. Again, we want to help your marriage go from good to awesome, awesome to spectacular, and we want to be there as a preventative measure, not in crisis. You know, you can be great and good and awesome, but even if you need something in that time, know that we're there for you as well. So we love you, we are encouraged, and we're expecting great things out of your relationship. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram. For more information, visit us online. Thank you.